Hey everybody, I'm Angela Belt and welcome back to the Mood Board Podcast. It's the last day of Black History Month and I knew I wanted to take the time to talk with Stephanie Dixon, the Director of Brand Marketing at Society6. I have had the pleasure of partnering with Society6 over the past few years. It's just been a great way for me to showcase affordable Black art in my interior design projects for clients. I have plenty of Society6 work by Black artists throughout my home, which will be featured in the upcoming home tour with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. For me, I've always been impressed with the marketing strategy with this company. And so I felt like as listeners, you may be interested too. And I'm hoping this will also inspire some new artists of color to join the platform. Many people have been asking me, how can they support my business? And let me tell you, if you're listening to this podcast, you are already on the right path. So just make sure that you subscribe and share it with your friends and family. But a second thing you can do is sign up for my Skillshare class, The Art of Styling Your Room, How to Create a Mood Board. In less than 15 minutes, you will have all the tools you need to begin to design your dream space. I will also provide feedback on Skillshare and share students' work on my Instagram feed. So on that note, let's get started with the show. Hello, Steph. Thank you so much for coming on the Mood Board Podcast. I'm super excited to have you on here. One, I'm a big fan of Society6. I have a home tour coming up this year with Better Homes and Gardens, and every single room, even the piece behind me is from Society6. So I'm very excited.
I love that.
to share just what you guys are doing with independent artists. I know you are the director of brand marketing with Society6. So I just wanted to have first for first time listeners who may not know enough about Society6, how would you really describe the brand and how long has Society6 been around?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me. I am so excited to be here too. And talking about artists is one of my most favorite things. So really excited to jump in. But yeah, so for those who might not know, Society6 is a print-on-demand online marketplace where everything is designed by an independent artist and every single purchase pays an artist. So we have millions of designs from over 450,000 artists around the world, and they're all available on a variety of products. I think we have over 90 now in 9 different categories. So everything from our bread and butter, which is all kinds of wall art, beautiful canvas prints, frame prints, et cetera, to really fun things you'd never even imagine, like furniture and yoga mats. And, you know, we really runs the whole gamut. So you can really kind of express, find something that really speaks to you from this massive library of designs and really express your own individual style in your everyday life through our variety of products.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's like always really stood out to me with the Society6 brand is that you have so many independent artists and all of these things, you know, ship in stock within an amazing lead time. There are so many artists on that website that, you know, if I go to their website, everything's sold out. I can't get it because they're so small. And then Society6, I have the opportunity to own something from them and it's in stock and it's available. This is not a paid ad. This is how I feel about this company. Like, I just really enjoy it so much.
Oh, I love hearing that. I mean, yeah, you know, Society6 was founded in 2009, really to serve this exact same problem that you're talking about right now, which is that it was founded by a group of artists. And, you know, artists, it's really hard to provide products to your fans and your potential clientele when you're just one person. I mean, you have like shipping and then oftentimes orders, you know, of prints or things will have minimums and you have to pay a lot up front. And a lot of artists, you know, they don't have the ability to sort of invest in their business the way they might like. And so, you know, a platform like Society6 really allows for artists to have what we like to call passive income, right? They create their work, then they're able to upload it to our site and then kind of hands off. customers can find them, you know, from all around the world. It doesn't matter if you're an artist from, you know, Russia, you have artists truly, I think 170 countries, you know, anyone can find you and buy your art. And like you said, it's all made to order. So, you know, it's not sitting on stocks and shelves somewhere. And it really does allow for kind of an incredible ability to get products quickly and also just have more of a range than you could ever even imagine.
So it feels like when I go to Society 6, there's always something new, I feel like, in terms of marketing. You guys are always trying to really stay above the curve. Like, I recently found that you have on Instagram the Society 6 community, which provides Skillshare classes for artists. Then you have the curated mood boards from interior designers with your By Design series. You know, how have these types of products helped grow how many artists have started to join and develop their businesses through Society 6?
That's a really great question. So we have to shout out to our incredible artist community team, who really lay the groundwork for all kinds of artist acquisition. So really putting the word out there through, like you said, the Society 6 community Instagram, through really incredible partnerships like the one we have with Skillshare that put Society 6 artists in front of other artists and creatives to help them learn about how a platform like Society 6 works. And then also just a lot of like grassroots, like I know all the time, like one of us on the team will see someone on Instagram and be like, oh, this should be a Society 6 artist. And then someone on the artist team will reach out and get them onboarded, get them kind of, you know, white glove service, if you will, to help them set up their shop. And so it's really, we're always looking for new talent. We're always looking for new artists. Because even though we have so many, we really feel like our strength is in the variety of voices and creative, you know, ability and perspectives that get brought to the table when you have a diverse range of people and artists creating. And I would like to think too that, you know, the initiatives like the Society 6 by Design series with top interior designers also sort of help to reach an even wider audience to spark creatives to say, you know what, like maybe I should try signing up for Society 6, you know, because you really do have the opportunity to get a lot of exposure.
No, and I actually have used a lot of those boards too on clients, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't know you had this. I'm like, oh, you know, this could work, you know, when we're kind of getting stuck or we're getting stuck on something that, you know, my client loves and we just can't get it due to lead times. Like we've always kind of go back there. It's always that like extra thing that I can layer in, and it just works so well.
Yeah. It's one of those things that,
No, keep going. Say,
it's one of those things where we really have like both, right? Where we have this incredible library, like I mentioned, of millions of designs. If you know what you want, or you're one of those people that loves like going vintage shopping and like cycling through a bunch of different things to find that hidden gem, like we have that experience. But if you're on a time crunch, or you're like, I actually don't really know what I like and I want someone to tell me what I like, we have that as well with these beautiful curated collections from interior designers like Bobby Burke or our own curation team in-house. And so it really, like, you have a lot of opportunities to discover things in the way that is best for you.
I have definitely gone down the rabbit hole with some artists where I have gone through the 42 pages. And I'm like, I think I've been here all day, but I found what I wanted. Because I like the hunt. I like the hunt. I was like, I know.
Sometimes you're in that mood.
I'm like, I know they've got it. It's in here. So let's talk a little bit, one, because it's Black History Month. I really wanted to talk to you guys. You know, what was the catalyst behind really developing the Discover Black Artists section on the website?
So like I mentioned, the nature of Society 6 is that we are really rooted in this kind of global artist community. Like without the artists, we really have nothing, truly. And so we've always made it a very, a really important mission of ours to elevate all kinds of different voices and perspectives and artistic styles across the spectrum, across the world, because really that's what makes art such an incredible tool to reach people and to, you know, create different style. It is the diversity. And, you know, it's interesting when, so on our platform, we currently don't have a way to really collect necessarily demographic data or, you know sort of like there isn't really a way for artists kind of opt in and say, oh, this is a part of me I want you to know. Mm. But we started noticing a few years ago that customers were really wanting to shop that way, you know, whether it was during Women's History Month or Black History Month, they really wanted to come to us and to support artists from these different communities. Mm-hmm. And so again, shout out to my incredible artist team who really did some very delicate outreach and groundwork to better understand, you know, who are our artists, how would they like to be identified, and do they want to be a part of collections like the Discover Black Artist Collection, or you know, our Pride collection, and can, you know, can we promote their work in that way? Because you know, we do know that it's, we never want to be seen as capitalizing on someone's identity, because ultimately, like, someone's art might be very separate from, you know, how they identify. And so we've tried really hard to create this delicate balance between knowing our customers really want to support artists from all different kinds of communities, and also at the same time, like, honoring the artist's experience and their own voice and perspective, and trying to combine that to make something really beautiful and effective. And, you know, thankfully, because we have so many incredible artists, in some ways it was easy to put together a really robust, beautiful collection of artwork from artists, you know, all over the world. And we have seen that collection be in the top performers, like, I think 3 years running. It's incredibly popular, you know, and I think not only because people are seeking it out to really support Black artists, but because truly the artwork speaks for itself. It's best in class. It's incredible. So I think we've, it's been a real team effort. And I really think that everyone, you know, at Society6 is very mindful and intentional about the way we approach these kinds of different conversations and collections, because we want to make sure we're really honoring the artists in everything that we do. And I really think that the team has done an incredible job of doing that.
Yeah. And again, I shop that section all the time. I'm like, yeah, again, I have clients who are like, where can I get some Black art? I want something in stock. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go to Discover a Black Artist page. And, you know, without a doubt, we always end up getting something. So it always works so well.
Oh, I love hearing that. That makes me so happy. Yeah. I mean, it's really, I love having that resource for exactly that. When people come and say, I would love to support Black artists, I really want to, like, explore more art from Black artists. And it's so nice to be able to be like, here you go, enjoy. Yeah. Like, boom. Here is a huge range. Yeah. And we hope that it's a discovery tool, not only for people to shop and to support their work, but to follow them on Instagram, you know, like, yes, find out if they have their own shop. I think it can be really challenging to just discover new artists sometimes. Like, that can be really hard. And
yeah,
I love that Society6 is not only a place for people to come and shop, but just to discover and to get inspired every day. Yeah.
No, that's true too. I know that you guys currently have a Black History promotion going on. And it's with a nonprofit called Little Black Pearl, which I believe is out of Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
So I want to know, what made you guys decide to work with this particular nonprofit?
Yeah, we have a sister company called The Other Art Fair, and they're incredible. They do these in-person big events with artists in all over the world, in Australia, in London, in New York, and Chicago. And we work really closely with them often, and they had worked with Little Black Pearl before, and just really, we were really inspired by their mission of, you know, being in their community and really giving arts education and kind of a grounding presence to the youth of Chicago. And, you know, for us, we care so much about emerging artists and emerging talent. And I think Society6 is really a platform where a lot of people kind of get their start. You know, they can get feedback, they can see how things go. And so we really felt that their mission of, like, serving young people, giving them an arts education, was really aligned with ours as well.
I never even knew you guys had a sister company. I'm like, time to look this up. I'm like, more fun fact. I'm going to look that up now.
Yeah, the Other Art Fair. And it's really fun. They host in-person big art fairs. And they're really accessible, really fun, all over the world. Yeah, check them out.
So before we jump into the interior design game, I wanted to know, what can we expect, you know, new for Society6? What's in the horizon for this year?
That's a great question. So one of the things that I'm really proud of is last year we launched a few partnerships with Disney and Lucasfilm.
Oh.
And incredible. We have a Mickey and Minnie Mouse collection, and we launched a Pixar collection, and then of course Star Wars. And those are universes that I think we'll be
Oh, yeah.
expanding into for sure. And I really love those collections because, they're very artful ways to sort of display your fandom. It's not just like, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's not just like putting a Mickey Mouse up on your wall. It's our artists interpreting their beloved characters and locations and storylines. And there's some really exciting things coming down the pipeline with that. So little tease there.
Oh, I also like it because it's not so much like I feel like sometimes those collections get geared towards kids. And then
Yeah,
as
totally.
adults, like you can't really find something that works for you. And so there is kind
Totally.
of nice to be like, okay, yeah, this is for me. This is for my office. I want to like show my
Absolutely.
love. This is my fandom, kind of blow it out.
Absolutely. That's why, and that's, why they sort of came to us was like, we really want something that's unique and like for adults. And there's stuff that is great for kids too, but
For
I
sure.
totally agree. It's a really fun collection. I encourage people to check them out.
Like, I wonder when you guys will do a Marvel collection. That's like my husband's life.
I know. Yeah, my dad's a big comic book collector too, so I feel you.
So we're gonna switch gears and we are gonna do the interior design game, all about love it or hate it and why. I just wanted to know if any of these trends, maybe we could even see what society sticks in the future. So these are all from Refinery29. I wanted to get your opinion on them. So the
Yeah.
first one is pet furniture. I've been noticing people just, I feel like it's even beyond pet furniture. It's like pet rooms. Like I'm seeing these little sofas and little layouts and little rugs for pets. And I wanted to know, what are your thoughts on pet furniture?
That's so funny. I've also been seeing a lot of that. It just reminds me of like being a kid and having doll furniture, and having like a whole thing set up, like a little area. I feel like the pandemic has taken us like new levels of creativity when it comes to our
metaverse of our pets.
homes. And I will say that I have a dog, and not to plug the bag, but we have these like floor cushions, and they're definitely not meant for dogs, but she really, really loves it. It's like we have a lot, and she kind of like owns them, and they're like big and poopy. So I feel like I don't know if we'll be dabbling into the wild, wild world of pet furniture. But I say you do you, and if you want to set up a little, like 200 square foot apartment for your dog, live your best life. I feel like that's go
You're like,
for
I support you in that endeavor.
it. That, I mean, it's creative, like I said, very creative.
So the next one is lighting. I feel like, again, being home a lot more, you kind of notice that your spaces, you're like, oh my God, I've not been in this house this much. And so I think there's been a larger emphasis on that for 2022. Any prospects of lighting coming into Society Six?
Ooh, this is something we have talked about in the past. Not on the near horizon, but I wouldn't rule it out because I think there's some really interesting opportunities with neon. I think obviously there's some, with our more elevated collection and our furniture collection, I think there could be something really cool, a little bit more elevated. But I'm with you. I'm all about like lighting. I think it makes a space, makes or breaks a space, truly. So I would love for us to kind of play in that a little bit more, especially the Gen Z younger audience. I feel like we're seeing a lot of like really cool, fun lighting options, just like you said. So I'd love to be able to speak to
The next one is stylish storage. I feel like, we got to put things away. And again, now this is like that hypersensitive of like, I feel like people are like blinging out their refrigerators in ways I've never seen before. And I'm
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I didn't even care about my refrigerator like this. And now I'm like, maybe I should be looking at it. And I just feel like that is something that's like really picking up right now. How do you feel about that?
I love that. I mean, I'm not necessarily the most organized person. My husband's probably like laughing in the other room, like I'm a mess. But I feel like especially people who live in urban environments where their spaces are really small, like you might as well make the most and get really creative with your storage options. I feel like I always seeing these like totally fancy refrigerators on TikTok being like, wow, I really need to up my game. But I think there's more than that too, of just like, how do you store your little items in your bathroom? Can you make it look beautiful? You know, I'm very much, and Society 6 as well, like, it's really our, we really want people to feel like they can make every aspect of their lives beautiful and represent themselves. And, you know, I think that there is a lot of value in those intentional details. And so, yeah, I'm definitely about it. You know, whether it's using a beautiful curtain to cover up a weird closet, or I feel like, again, it's also another one of those things that really encourages people to get creative with their spaces, which I always think is great.
Okay, and the last one on our list is smart technology integrated into products. So I know like you guys already have cell phone cases, laptop cases. Any thoughts on adding smart technology?
Oh, well, I can say that, like, you know, so much conversation about, you know, the future of the digital world and the metaverse, and what does that look like for us? I think especially with the rise of NFTs, of course, you know, digital art, there's definitely a lot of, you know, I think that there's a lot of curiosity among both our customers and our artists and us as a brand around, like, what could that look like for us, especially as, you know, things seem to continue to move into that direction.
I never even thought about the NFTs. That is a whole nother world.
Oh, isn't it? I know. I wish that I could speak to that, but like, I pretty much just know the word NFT.
That's all I am too. One of my daughters recently asked me, and I was like, let us look it up together. The best way to describe it to you. I'm learning.
It's very complex. It's very complex, for sure. Yeah, and so I think for now we're probably just gonna stick with what we know, but ultimately there are conversations around, you know, how can we respond to this like increased desire for, you know, more digital options, you know, in our homes and just like, yeah, in our lives.
Oof. Yeah, no, that's a lot. That's like a whole, I don't know, it could be a second sister company. Like, but I agree.
Truly, truly, truly. It is, and it changes every day. It's just one of those things that, yeah, you got to really stay on top of. So some of our artists are already involved in it, and it's really interesting, and I've learned a lot from them. So, yeah, I mean, that's another one of the incredible things about Society 6 is we have artists, right, who are just starting out, students, and then actually, this is funny, he's not on Society 6 anymore because the artist who sold the most expensive NFT ever made, Beeple, was a Society 6 artist.
Oh, really?
No, yeah,
I did watch his documentary, and I was like, this is crazy.
I interviewed him a few years ago. Like,
what?
He was just like a guy. Yeah, so interesting. So
it's
truly
so
like,
weird.
Yeah,
and
it's
cool.
Really, really, very cool. He's a really inspiring person, someone who really like deserves that kind. I mean, it's a crazy thing, right?
Yeah.
You can wrap your head around, but he worked so, so hard, and like, you know, his whole thing, of course, making art every single day, and a big inspiration, I think, for a lot of Society 6 artists and artists in general to see his growth trajectory. But I mean, we truly are a platform where you can find anything and anyone, and it's really inspiring.
Huh, that's interesting. Well, on that note, that is our interview. Thank you so much for taking time
out. Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Of course. I appreciate it. It was so great talking to you, and I love chatting about Society 6, so thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm glad Mia was able to connect us. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Steph. I'm also hoping if you know somebody out there who's an artist, who's thinking about joining the platform, maybe now, this might be the last thing to tip you over to start uploading some work and get some passive income. I do really want to remind listeners too, this is the last day where if you purchase something from the Black Artist Collection, 50% of those profits will go to the Little Black Pearl nonprofit that serves urban youth in Chicago. I will have a link as well on my website. So even if you don't purchase something today, you can always donate to the Little Black Pearl nonprofit, again, which is partnered with Society 6. I'm just really excited again for everyone who's been listening, the excitement around the podcast. We've had some really great feedback. We've also been featured as a Black Visionary Voices to listen to on Spotify this month. So just really appreciate all of the support. And we're just going to be keeping it going as we go into Women's History Month, which starts tomorrow. So plenty of more interviews on the way. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.